Well, being the long weekend, a lot of us will be playing outdoors, and we don't want to let our guard down when it comes to personal safety. So we thought it a great idea to have a chat with a personal injury lawyer. Now, PIA Law is comprised of three of the top-ranked personal injury law firms in Canada with decades of experience. And from the firm of Oatley Vigman, joining me this morning is Brian Cameron. Well, good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Jackie.
So from what I understand, snowmobile crashes are the most common cause of severe injuries for winter recreation activities. Is that true, Brian?
Yeah, I think it's certainly true in terms of severe injuries. There's probably more people who sprain an ankle on a ski hill or whatnot, but usually when there's a snowmobile incident, there's no minor injuries.
Now, how does the victim of a snowmobile accident actually get through the aftermath of an injury?
The legal aftermath can be very significant because you could find yourself unable to work, unable to afford the treatment that you need, the devices that you need. The wheelchairs, perhaps your house needs modification because usually it's very serious injuries we see in this. And that's very similar to what happens when you're in an auto accident. The same insurance applies, same liability rules apply for the most part, although it may be particular to an incident. And the best thing you can do is get somebody to advise you of what your rights are because it's going to be very important. If you can't work, you have to do something.
Well, I was just going to say, how important is it to get a personal injury lawyer? But I guess that's top drawer as far as important factor goes then, right?
Far more important than really anything else is getting the doctors to put you back together and get you back as good as you can. But once that's done, it's going to be a personal injury lawyer, someone like myself and the people at my firm, that can make sure you get what you need, you get the services you need, you get the right people involved in your treatment in the community, because once you leave the hospital, you can't be on your own. You're going to need some help in most cases, and we know where to get you the help.
So maybe from your experience in the past, if someone's heading out sledding this weekend, as far as safety goes, what would be your first piece of advice, Brian?
Leave the alcohol at home. Don't drink before you go out. That is right up there on the list of dumbest things you can do. Almost every incident we see with a snowmobile, there's alcohol involved somehow.
Well, that's pretty sad. And if it comes to the need, we need a personal injury lawyer. Brian, what should we do?
Well, go online. I mean, if you Google personal injury lawyers, or Google my firm, Oatley Vigman, or Thompson Rogers, or McLeish Orlando, or the PIA Law website, you'll be referred to at least three websites that can give you a lot of information. Make your choice carefully, because it's going to affect the rest of your life.
And a lot of legal information, I would presume, would be available for free, some advice at www.pialaw.ca, correct?
Yes, and it'll take you to links of other sources of information that you can start to look up a little bit of this yourself. I mean, I would say it's good to start the research to get an idea, but it's also a very complicated, very specialized area of the law. So sometimes you can go astray, and the best thing to do is pick up the phone and send an email. Anybody in my business, regardless of what firm you are, who's reputable, they won't charge you for initial consultation. So I answer your questions, you can get a feel of how you are going to be with this person, are you comfortable, and it won't cost you a penny.
Well, I certainly hope this information maybe even saved just one life this weekend, Brian. A wealth of information from you, sir. I thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks a lot, Jackie. I would prefer everything goes well this weekend and nobody calls me.
Brian, again, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me, Jackie.